Check out Jordan Parker's The Week's Best and Biggest on Netflix every Friday on City News Halifax. Stardust, perhaps one of the most surprising, fantastical films I've seen in the last few years, Stardust absolutely blew me away. The closest I could compare it to is The Princess Bride, one of my all-time favorite films. It's no classic like that film, but it sure is a heck of a good time. It follows a young man who, determined to win the love of a woman above his social stature, decides to retrieve a fallen star from a magical land to woo her. Directed by Matthew Vaughn, now known for Kingsman and Kick-Ass, early in his career, it has an amazing style and visual flair. The cast is lovely, from a young Charlie Cox to Claire Danes and Sienna Miller. They're joined by Henry Cavill, Ian McKellen's voice narrating the affair, Ben Barnes, Peter O'Toole, Mark Strong, Michelle Pfeiffer, and a scene-stealing Robert De Niro. It's honestly the most fun I've had with a film in a long time, and I was absolutely enthralled. Four-fifths stars Lock and Key. The long-awaited second season of Lock and Key is here, and it couldn't come at a better time. The Netflix series follows the Lock siblings, who are left navigating a difficult world after their father is murdered. They move with their mother into an ancestral home, and soon discover magical keys that could have a connection to their father's demise. Starring Scandal alum Darby Stanchfield, the incredible Canadian actor Connor Jessup, young Jackson Robert Scott, and CODA's Emily Jones, it's a wonderful, well-suited group. With Kevin Durand on hand for season 2, you can also expect all kinds of scenery chewing. This is the perfect spooky Halloween series, and one that isn't too scary for 12 and up. Four-fifths stars Sinister. This above-average horror tilt is helped hugely by the presence of its A-list star. Oscar nominee Ethan Hawke is a true crime writer who finds a box of old home movies in his new home. Upon investigation, he realizes that there's a connection between the tapes and the murder he's researching. As he tracks the serial killer, he begins to notice unnerving occurrences that may threaten the safety of his own family. Hawke steals the show here, and he's joined by strong performances from Juliet Rylance, James Ransom and young Michael Hall D'Addario. It's not perfect, but it's involving and scary enough to give you thrills. Four-fifths stars about a boy. One of the most surprising little films is this adaptation of Nick Hornby's novel, an adorable little coming-of-age tale. It follows an immature, childish man who learns a thing or two about being an adult when he forms a bond with a neighboring boy. If you had told me Chris and Paul Weitz, the brothers behind American Pie, would make this amazing film just 3 years later, I would have laughed. But the brothers create something wonderful here, and give a platform for Hugh Grant to prove he's more than a pretty face. Throw in an incredible adapted screenplay from brother Chris and Oscar nominee Peter Hedges, and you have this wonderful film. Nicholas Holt stars as a young boy, and Toni Collette is also on board for this comedy that's way better than it has any business being. Four-fifths stars The Thing. One of the best genre movies ever made has come to Netflix, and I can't wait to revel in every single second of it once again. John Carpenter, of Halloween fame, helms a complete masterclass here in The Thing. When a research team in Antarctica becomes the prey of a shape-shifting alien, they go into survival mode. Kurt Russell gives a nuanced performance, and he's joined by Keith David in a wonderful, intense turn. In fact, all of the acting is top-notch here, and only adds to the proceedings. It's a scary, surprising and absolutely riveting movie you won't be able to forget afterwards. 4.5 stars. Jordan Parker's weekly film reviews can be found on his blog, Parker and the Picture Shows.